Well, after nearly 2 years of tough negotiations, nurses, midwives and healthcare assistants have voted to accept a new deal with Te Whatu Ora. Joining us is the kaiwhakahaere from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Kiri Nuku. Kiri, thanks again for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Well, after such a long time and at times difficult bargaining processes, why did your members, do you think, ultimately decide to accept the offer?
Well, I think a combination of things. You know, people have talked to me and said it was just, you know, the fuel costs, the cost of living's going up, this whole lack of movement from Te Whatu Ora. I mean, if we looked at going forward, what that would mean to them, destabilise themselves, their work environment, their jobs. So people made a decision to settle this now and then to look at what the next lot of contractual sort of negotiations will look like in the future, remembering that they're just around the corner, basically, a few years away.
Thank you. Might you just briefly give our peeps an overview of the deal that they have accepted?
Yeah, so there is some acknowledgement and remuneration. Certainly nowhere near where the nurses expected it to be. But there's also, remembering that this sort of holdout hasn't just been about remuneration, it's been about ensuring that the quality of the workplace environment that they work in, that there's suitably staffed shift, well-staffed shifts. So what Te Whatu Ora has also agreed to is this kind of time-bound program where there's some research into nurse-to-patient ratios. At the moment, nurses are saying that they're swamped with these wards of very sick patients, where there's often one nurse for quite a number of sort of very sick patients. So looking at this nurse-to-patient ratios is important because it starts to set what is the minimum standard of safety, but like and how many nurses there need to be for so many sick patients. But it also applies this kind of cultural lens to it. How do we make sure that like Māori patients have got the care that they need and that there is suitable time to allow that to happen? So it provides this kind of cultural lens to this acuity tool that they call it. And it starts to look at strengthening up care capacity demand management, which again is a staffing tool. So there's a number of things. There's a commitment to get this work done. There's a remuneration to some to the nurses. It doesn't go far enough, but you know those will still be on the rounds for negotiation in the next round and in the next year or so.
Tēnā koe, Andy, when you talk remuneration, was there any consideration of back pay? And you touched on this, that it is in the year ahead. I was curious about the time frame of implementation.
Yeah, so in terms of the settlement agreement, there was a date indicated. But remembering that we've got nurses that were owed annual leave back pay from years ago, but that's separate to this negotiation. But, you know, all in all, it seems like we've still got nurses that are struggling and fighting to get their back pay. That was because of the glitch that happened within Te Whatu Ora. So there's still, you'll see in the media, there's a lot of angst about that. This is workers' own annual leave pay that hasn't been paid forward from Te Whatu Ora. And then on top of that, this. So that's kind of added to the lack of trust in these negotiations because everything seems to be taking so much time, and then there are still members that have got outstanding annual leave payments that are due, you know, and these are a significant amount of money that we're talking about that are owed by Te Whatu Ora to these nurses. So it hasn't boded well, that the trust hasn't been there, certainly from our members in terms of commitment and follow through from Te Whatu Ora's side.
Tēnā koe, since last we spoke, Kiri, interested to know, has the exodus of New Zealand nurses stalled?
But we're still hearing really reports that nurses are burnt out and frustrated and so leaving. I'm not sure if they're all leaving to go to Australia. I mean, still there's a steady supply. But some are just fed up with the system that they're just leaving. They're burnt out, taking some time away. I know of a ward where there's five nurses, senior nurses at this time, looking to leave in the next few months. Now, that's significant because you've got all those qualified, senior, experienced and skilled staff that will be leaving. And while we've got some new graduates that are coming through, it shifts the burden of responsibility quickly onto people that may not have the skill, depth and knowledge. So this experience drain is still trickling. It's still a steady sort of flow.
The work of the union and the collectivism involved in the tunnel for better conditions, organisation and advocacy. Might you touch on this? Because I get the sense it wouldn't have been achieved unless you were organised, unless you maintained a concerted effort to effect change. Very conceivable that individually kaimahi would be sort of pushed aside, but it's hard when there's unity. What would you say of the advocacy the unions provided in the space and how important that organisational structure is?
Yeah, that's a really good observation, because I think what we've seen by unions katoa is that they're building strength in terms of advocacy and organising and working across unions. And this is really important given that we've seen the erosion of rights of workers through the, you know, employment agreements, through ministers sending down changes to the Health and Safety, the Employment Act. So all of those are putting pressure and making things really difficult for workers. I think one of the important things to remember is it's not easy. You know, we're asking members to stand up in really challenging times where it's impacting on their take-home packs, obviously, their wages. So 20 months of sustained bargaining and keeping members involved and keeping members building their power and also keeping them encouraged along the way has been an incredible marathon. But I think what we've gathered from this, and we've seen other unions stand up, but also other advocacy groups stand up and, you know, rally alongside nurses and other workers, if we've seen this power that we've never really seen before. So that's what I say. Well, while this has taken a vote, I think we'll be preparing certainly for the next round and the next round. And remember, we've got nurses in the primary healthcare spaces that will go into bargaining soon. So we're always collectively building up power because the voices of workers should never be lost through a minister's ignorance around how workers' protection needs to work. So it has been a challenge, but I think we're in a lot better place than what we were at the start of this bargaining round, and we'll be in a lot stronger place when we start our next negotiations.
Well, I don't know how far away that is, but I was just talking to the Mayor of Wairoa, you know, frustrated that there have been demands for local body mergers when in fact there could be a change of government. So it's going to be interesting what might change if the government changes from your perspective as well, Kitty, and the nurses' organisation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're always at the whim of the political changes, right? So what we're trying to do is make sure that we're building power, and it wouldn't matter whichever government is in. We will have principled approaches that we'll take to challenging any government, but we need to make sure that we've got members closely connected with our organisation, that we're in tune with, that we're in touch with, and that there'll be no divide, no light between us. So I think we're preparing for whichever government gets in, because we've always been impacted by whichever government is in. Nurses have never had a really strong positioning from either governments, either of the big parties.
Always a pleasure to have recorded it all with you. Congratulations. Another little milestone ticked off, but always it seems butting heads with those who are funding our health system. Kere nuku kai whakahaere from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation with us again this morning. Tēnā koe and thank you to Hene.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you.